Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Om Shanti and welcome back to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris and the conversation series between myself, Sister Carolyn Ward from Chile, and Sister Jenna from Washington, D.C. We were talking in our last session about the Supreme Soul, about God. And we were talking about the self, that if you don't understand who you are, that you're this being of light that is immortal, eternal, and you have a part of you that is like the conscience, the conscious choice, that when you strengthen that you then can decide whether you act from your original qualities or you act from, as Jenna puts it, algae, the attachment, lust, greed, anger, and ego. And that when you strengthen this intellect, this conscious choice part, through yoga with the Supreme Soul, it's easier to be more in line with who you actually are, the peace, the love, the joy, the truth, the purity. So we talked a little bit about the Supreme Soul, and the Supreme Soul doesn't have a gender just like the soul. The Supreme Soul, Paramatma, is in Paramdham, and that we can remember that and we can reconnect with that where we have been connected in the past but just forgot. Today we're going to share a little bit more about experience, because one of the things that Sister Jenna was talking about yesterday was this great sort of sustenance that Bharatwasis have given to this great land through their deep love for God, and how the love for God, if can be moved into this energetic, this relational connection with the Supreme Soul from the soul, how that can just make a difference to everything and everyone. So we thought we might share a little bit about our own personal experiences in that relationship, and then let's see where we go from there.
We shall.
Yeah, why don't you share something first?
I loved our conversation yesterday, and I hope you did too. I think that the connection between the soul, which is so subtle, I mean, the energy of the soul is so subtle, and it's in such need for power, that if it can connect with that supreme energy, it's it. The show's over, you know, bow and get your Grammy or your Oscar award or something.
Yes.
Let's say, for example, I know I'm a soul, and I'm talking to you, Carolyn, you're a body, but I'm talking to the soul behind the eyes. Is a very virtuous, loving, pure, powerful, peaceful, emanating light and truth and divinity to me.
Thank you.
And let's say I just talk to you like that.
Yeah.
Now let's say tomorrow you're not in a good mood and you decide not to give me that, right? And I want to be open, and I am open with you, but you come back with something really negative to me.
Because something's just happened and I'm carrying that into this conversation.
Something just happens and it just hurts me, and I don't come to you with that openness like I'm used to, like I should or I'm used to doing. Then if you're a soul and I could feel like what I felt with you yesterday, okay, let's imagine God being the supreme soul who never throws back anything negative, who never throws back anything unkind, that you, the soul, can have that same open experience that you do with some human beings, but you do it with the Supreme, who we call Baba, the Supreme Being.
I love that because it, you know, it's not part of my culture, but Baba just makes
Baba
it so
makes
close.
You feel like a child, like a baby.
And it's close,
affectionate.
It's intimate, it's close.
Yeah.
I know people in Christian faith who say Papa, you know, which is the same kind of
they
thing.
They say it's Abba, I think.
And Abba
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It makes you feel like a child again. Mm. But this connection between the soul and God gives you back your sovereignty, your rulership, which is why we study Raja Yoga. You know, when...
No. Come back. What do you mean? And that was like a statement.
What?
The relationship between the soul and the supreme soul gives you back your rulership.
Yeah.
Nice statement, but how?
It's practice, practice, practice.
Of what?
Practice. Practice every time something or someone comes to you without virtues, that's the time to use it. to use your connection to Baba, because Baba is the ocean of soul conscious qualities.
So rulership in the sense of, okay, someone comes to me and they're not presenting a divinity, and I have to not follow their lead. You're saying, okay, I can be influenced by them. If they're in a bad mood, I can be influenced and my mood can go down, or I can maintain my sovereignty, my own rulership, and maintain my own divinity, matter what is happening. That's what you're meaning?
Kind of.
Well, if it's not exactly, talk more.
It's like, all right. Do you remember when you were a baby?
No.
Remember when you were two?
Vaguely.
Remember when you were seven?
I think I'm older than you.
Come on.
Yeah, okay, when I was seven. Yeah, go for it.
Remember the days of innocence when...
Okay.
There was just purity, there were virtues coming through mm-hmm. when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Life experiences have changed those virtues. They're not as expressive.
Yeah.
So let's say Baba is the virtue master.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that you tap into to get that power back, those virtues back, that personality back. You know, children are masters of the home because of their purity.
Mm-hmm.
We need to become masters of this world because of purity. So when you are aware that this virtues in your personality is really a powerful tool, when you are aware that there's a source where you can get those virtues back, you go there. You go to a department store to get clothes or shoes because you want it. You go to a supermarket because you want food. You go to God because you want your power and your virtues back.
How does it happen? I've got some ideas, but I want to hear where you're going with this.
The soul is this quality of truth. But that you don't have it emerged in you should be enough of an incentive to say, I can't keep living my life like that. I can't keep living my life where I'm wearing masks and veils, where I'm hiding the fact that I'm possibly vulnerable.
Mm.
I can't be walking around getting angry and feeling bad about myself after the fact. I can't be walking around being afraid of what's going to happen to my children. I can't be afraid, wondering what my health is going to be like tomorrow, or what the world's going to be like tomorrow, what the economy is going to be like tomorrow. I can't keep walking around so limited.
So this really is, as I hear what you're saying, what you've just described is like a powerless, almost victim state, although I'm sure people would hate to think of themselves like that. But really, that's what you've described. I'm a victim to my circumstances, and I'm a victim to my fears and my worries and all of that.
Sure.
And what you're saying is that you can turn that around when you come into relationship with the Supreme Soul, when you come into relationship with God, with that divinity, and you're reminded you're not powerless. You don't have to worry about anything. You're a master of your life. And you're reminded of that because we're made in God's image, as all the religions say. And the image is the light and all those qualities. And the more that masterful. The more that I stay in that connection, the more it awakens and I can remember the truth of who I actually am. And I can act from that.
I'm going to give you an example. You've ever been down, really down?
Yeah.
Okay. What are maybe 2-3 things we do when we're down? One, we call up a best friend, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we indulge in something that distracts us from our being down.
Mm-hmm.
Three, we pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us. These are just 3 main things. When I'm down, I know that the vices are taking me over. Even if someone did this, did that, did that, did that, did that to me, the fact that I'm affected means the vices are still living inside of the soul. Algae is still living in me, and I am down because I can't live. I can't be the soul that I want to be. I can't be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be spirited. I can't be soul conscious, and I feel down. I go to you, you tell me a little bit. If it's drinking, smoking, dancing, playing, eating, whatever, that does temporary. If I'm going to God in terms of my scripture, that helps. If I go to God in terms of a physical image, okay, but I'm still down. What I've learned is that if I just get quiet, quiet means, let's do an example of it now. Let's do an example of it. It's the labels and the limitations that are pulling us away from our connection to Baba, all right? So let's say that we meditate for a moment now and forget the name to the body. Forget your gender to the body. Forget your role and your title that you play. Forget your religion, forget your culture, forget your language. Just put them aside. Imagine you had no name, no gender, no religion, no role, no title. Imagine you didn't have a body. Imagine. How would you feel? Who would think of you? And who would you think of? It is in this awareness that I can actually connect to Baba, to God, who has none of these forms. And when I go to God in this awareness, in the consciousness that God resides in Paramdham as the Supreme Soul, I go to God as my beloved, my father, my teacher, my mother, my guru, my best friend. I go to God as all of these relationships, because majority of your sorrows come from a relationship that's hurting you, a relationship that's not fulfilled, a relationship that betrayed you in a business deal. And a lot of the pain is coming because I want the soul to turn to another soul that I can be so opened and feel empowered by. So in Raja Yoga meditation, you turn to Baba as your father, your teacher, your beloved, your business partner, your best friend, your mother, your guru. And by turning to Baba in that consciousness, you receive that response, the clarity, love, strength, and support as an experience.
I was going to ask you, how do you receive that response?
You will feel it, like perhaps maybe some felt it just now with the meditation. It is subtle, and you feel a little bit stronger than you did before. You feel a little bit better than you did before. You see, why I was sharing with you what makes India so powerful of a country is not that because economically it's growing. I feel that India has to keep growing with the power of its spiritual resilience and resource. And if India and the people of India and all around the world can become aware of this simple concept of the self, the soul, and this connection to the Supreme Soul, you're going to change this whole world around. And you're going to bring light and power and peace back to every civilization. It's not just one.
Because the people of India have migrated all over the world.
They've migrated
but
everywhere.
They've taken with them their devotion, their great
absolutely,
love for God.
Absolutely, absolutely. But this connection is just a frequency that needs to be changed. If you're listening to a radio and you have 98.9, if you go to 90, if you go to
99, even.
See, I can't even count anymore. That's what Raja Yoga does. It doesn't make you count well. But let's say if the frequency is 9.89 and you just go one more knob, you've got 990 and you're on a completely different channel. So if we are praying to 1,000 different gods, what channel am I connecting to if there's only one God?
And I think the
you got the point.
Yeah, and I was going to add something there, because if I, Carolyn Ward, this story in this form, praying to God, I'm off frequency to begin with. Because this is not who I am. I'm in a denser frequency, a lower frequency. Yeah. I'm thinking of myself as form.
Right.
So I have to move into this non-physical state of being in order to be in the same frequency as the Supreme Soul, who is also non-physical.
I know that for many people, they'll say, oh, what the Brahma Kumaris are teaching, it's new. It's not new. It's actually very old as a memory in the soul. It's just that when it touches what you currently know, It's like if you're a right-hander and someone told you now you have to write with your left hand, it feels different. But if you originally were a left-hand writer, you eventually come back to seeing how natural it really is. Mm-hmm. So similarly to when you're trying to remember God in all these different images, it's a little relief, but it's not the ultimate relief. I need to know who made the deities, the Supreme Soul. I need to know who made some souls a little bit stronger than the rest, the Supreme Soul. Who did Christ remember, the Supreme Soul? Where did all these other religions have this deep connection to, the Supreme Being? So why am I remembering a few physical person? Look at Hanuman, sorry. Hanuman had Ram in his heart. Ram had Shiva. Why am I remembering Hanuman? Please don't get me wrong. But I feel that if the source of my aches lies in just one thought, and I just have to connect to this supreme source with this knowledge that I've been given, why not use it if it's the source of my problems? And I feel that Bharatvasis have this amazing bhavna, even though it might be emotional, just to tune that to that source of power, that source of love, imagine what that can do. When it becomes the absolute kind of love required for civilization to enhance itself, it'll be incredible.
It's a good vision, Jenna.
It's incredible.
You've really got a
incredible.
Very clear vision.
And
of that.
I think that when we study Raj Yoga, it is a gift that we give to ourselves, and it's a gift that we give to our country and our whole humanity. Everybody wins. Nobody loses. Everybody wins, Carolyn. Look at our lives. I mean, I don't know what exactly was your story before, but I know exactly what mine was before. And many of you know from the last shows that I've done. But I had an incredible, very human, algae-driven, enjoyable life. Mm-hmm. But when I came to Raj Yoga, I'm having an incredible, enjoyable, soul-conscious life, and I'm bringing everyone up with me.
Yeah.
So it's a huge business deal that's been given.
Yeah.
It's different.
Very different.
It's a very passionate topic for me, as you can see.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a solution. There was once a Murali, Baba spoke. January 18th was the Murali.
Okay.
I know. I'll go into Murali in a bit. The Murali
but
is
it's
the
a teaching,
advanced,
right?
The Murali is the advanced teachings of the Brahma Kumaris, which you have to get on after you've done the Raj Yoga course and begin to grow on your own. But Baba said in the Murali, yoga, remembrance, is silence. I'll never forget that, Murali. Because when you sit in remembrance with Baba, you get quiet. Things get clearer. You get stronger.
For sure. We were sharing earlier before we went on camera. The night before last, I finished shooting and I went over for some meditation. And that's exactly what happened. It's like everything inside, everything outside, the world, the planets, it felt like everything just went into this deep, soft, powerful, spongy silence that held me for such a time. And I was reminded of even some, you know, early meditations that have never left me and have been very much like anchor points when, you know, there's been days where I thought my meditation's just not happening, my remembering is not clear. But I was remembering a time when, I don't know, some time ago, but I did that. I came into the subtlety of being who I really am, this non-physical being of light, full of all these qualities we've talked about, with such beauty, you know? And I sat in that, and I connected with the Supreme Soul. And without even trying, it was like, I was literally not aware of anything physical, no noise, no birds, nothing. I was just Soul and Supreme Soul.
And I remember the feeling, it was like a feeling thought that leapt out from the heart of the soul that said, I know you. I know who you are. And it was so personal and so clear. And yet, when I came back from that experience, I have no idea how long it lasted, right? No idea. It could have been, you know, 3 hours or 3 minutes or 3 seconds. It didn't matter. It was eternity. But when I came back and I was in the experience of holding that energy, but in form, in this world of form, and I looked around me, you know, and everything I saw was like the energy of God.
It's different.
Was alive in everything. And I thought, wow, this is why people say there's omnipresence, that God is in everything. Because when you actually connect with divinity, you can't put a barrier to it. You don't go, it ends there and it's only with me, or it's not in the grass. Everything becomes alive because you look with God's eyes. And imagine when God looks at you and God looks at me and God looks at the world, if God had eyes, you know, God would see divinity. So when I'm colored by that company of God through that connection, what I see all around me is God's light, God's energy, and I go, God's everywhere. But it's actually not, it's not that at all. But it feels like that, and that's beautiful, actually. Imagine that. The more that I'm connected to divinity, to my own divinity, the divinity of God, and the more you are, and others, and others, and others.
It's like he's everywhere.
Then it feels like we are one with God forever. And wow, I want that.
I know, I sure do. I was remembering a time, there was an email that came after 9/11.
Yeah.
Somebody asked Billy Graham, why did God do this? And his response was, I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. And I think that when you have acquired, or you continue to acquire, knowledge that is imperishable, you have answers to questions. It's not that you're the embodiment of all your answers yet, but you do have the answers. And so a lot of the energy that goes towards looking for the answer is used to accumulate power. So this searching tends to make you get tired.
Yeah.
But after you have found what you're looking for,
and you go deeper,
and that energy is accumulating the reality of what you know now, you become a much more useful, I don't know if you use it as a better word, but
useful's
you become
nice.
More useful to society, you become more useful to your family, you become more useful to yourself. And God doesn't create natural calamities. There have been how many earthquakes now in 2010? God's nowhere responsible for that. Yeah. You know what happens with earthquakes? Every time you get angry, you add to the atmosphere erupting on you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get angry, I know that I'm putting that vibration in the elements, and at some point in time down the road, it's going to erupt, and I'm a part of that responsibility. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in a challenging situation like that, and I remember Baba, I somehow feel like I'm not hurt. I sometimes feel like I'm not hurt by that situation. I feel like I can cope, I can manage. Now, I don't want to promote that you go to Baba because it's breaking apart on you. We're already broken at the moment. We just don't know it.
I didn't understand that statement.
You know, we tend to have this habit of going to God only when things are wrong.
Oh, okay, when I'm down,
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I think that this consistent relationship with God as your mother, your father, your teacher, your beloved, your guru, should be a consistent mind thing in your day-to-day routine. I don't pray to my mother. I don't pray to my teacher. I don't pray to my father. I don't pray to my guru. Why should I pray to God if he's my parent? I go to God to be with God so that I can learn from him who I am. Because I am his child. I must have the qualities of him somewhere tucked away somewhere underneath all that algae.
The sanskaras.
So the more I stay in company with Baba, the more the original strength and qualities come up. Mm. And so, I don't know, it's very deep in me that the relationship with God now is a silent one, but one needs knowledge. You need knowledge of the soul. You need knowledge of God, time, karma, how we're all related. And when you sit in meditation now, it's not just I'm a peaceful soul. It's you sit knowing what you have gone through as a soul.
Why don't you take us into a meditation now?
Sure, sure. So let's sit in meditation for a little. And now meditation is not just sitting as a peaceful soul, but it's having the awareness that I am originally peaceful, but I've gone through a lot. And now Baba, the Supreme Soul, is available to me to connect to and to relate to. So in this moment of meditation, I, the soul, go to Paramdham, the Supreme Abode, to connect with Baba, the Father, the Mother, the Teacher, the Guide. And in this connection with Baba, I open myself to experience His wisdom, love, and peace. If I practice that again and again over a long period of time, that divinity that Carol, you're talking about, that love and that strength of character will increase.
Naturally.
It has to be a practice, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
wow.
See you tomorrow.
Time flies. Huh? Yeah. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
So thank you, everyone, for joining us today on probably, I think, one of our favorite topics, if not the favorite topic. And I hope you enjoyed it too, and hope you were able to touch or taste that fragrance of divinity as well. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Om Shanti.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Rajyoga Meditation Center, call us on 099 9974 555. Om Shanti.